The EU's tech sovereignty push connects the week's threads. The European Union published a communication on tech sovereignty and open source strategy that ties together several of the week's dominant themes. European policymakers explicitly acknowledge that dependence on proprietary platforms and foreign-controlled technology creates strategic vulnerabilities and committed to supporting open source development as a component of technological independence. Backing the position with funding commitments and regulatory frameworks rather than leaving it as a policy statement. For projects like Ladybird, which is building an independent browser engine outside the Chromium and WebKit ecosystems, EU support could provide meaningful resources for development and long-term sustainability. The document frames such efforts not merely as software projects, but as contributions to the kind of infrastructure resilience that reduces exposure to platform concentration. The GPS jamming research reported earlier in the day sits squarely within the same strategic logic. When critical infrastructure can be disrupted through foreign interference, investing in technological alternatives becomes a security imperative rather than an economic policy preference. The EU's open source commitments and its accelerating investment in the Galileo positioning system reflect two expressions of the same underlying calculation.